President Bush promised when he took over the White House it would be run like a Fortune 500 company. But commentator Patricia Williams thinks some of the latest problems of the federal government proves that you can't always treat America like IBM or Ford.
After Hurricane Katrina, a lot of people wonder what public service means when the government's response has been such a casual one to the worst single catastrophe in the nation's history. But President Bush always promised he would run the country like a corporation, and so he has. Even if the corporation that springs to mind is Enron. Good corporate leaders are beholden first and foremost to investors, not the public at large. To investors, rather than citizens, money speaks, lobbyists rule. Outsourcing the military to the service of oil interests is logical. Axing Social Security as a frill makes sense. The lower Ninth Ward will make an attractive golf course, so why incentivize the return of low-rent residents? It sounds almost quaint to suggest that the pursuit of profit might not be good for absolutely every aspect of human endeavor. We shouldn't have to be property holders to vote. Rights are due us by virtue of our citizenship and our humanity, not linked to wealth. The growing tension between civil rights and a global free market is nowhere more evident than in the flap over the sale of management control in six American ports to Dubai Ports World, owned by the state of Dubai. How to understand the president's adamant defense of that sale in view of his own overbroad denunciations of much of the Middle East as downright evil? I think part of the answer might be premised on a distinction between wealthy corporate sheikhs and emirs on the one hand and the Arab street on the other. The street is to the emir of Dubai a bit like what the lower Ninth Ward is to those who live in the McMansions well above the high water mark. The street is why corporations hire security guards, put up gates. That disenfranchisement of street people comes as a shock if one still thinks in terms of citizenship. But not so to a good businessman like President Bush, whose own brother Neil's educational software company, Ignite, sells study guides to schools trying to comply with the president's No Child Left Behind Act. Neil Bush's companies, investors and stockholders, are largely wealthy individuals within the governments of the Arab Emirates, including Dubai. But my point is, Congress and Homeland Security ought to be systematically reviewing and cross-checking all transactions involving port security, regardless of the nationalities involved. But, like warrantless wiretapping, the president set himself up as one who needs no permission slip. That's the response of a corporate manager. Again, maybe not a good one, but not necessarily beyond a CEO's power. As presidential behavior, however, it raises serious questions about the privatization of executive office. One of the assumptions by which a free market is justified is that all consumers have perfect information about options in the marketplace and that that knowledge is free and readily available. This is a somewhat dubious notion in the real world, though one can always hear pundits talking about people who chose to live on floodplains or chose to be poor. Increasingly, this assumption sneaks in and displaces notions of political equality. No longer do we say that, rich or poor, each of us has an equal right to the basics of survival. Rather, we comfort ourselves with the thought that the poorest resident of the lowest Ninth Ward is as much a rational economic actor as Neil Bush, if only she chose to be. Yet, when I think of the number of times the Bush administration has professed shock and awe at things most citizens could see a mile away, Katrina was coming, is here, was there, the levees will break, are breaking, did break, have broken, I just wonder if we don't need a parallel theory to perfect knowledge, something to account for what we may as well call a state of perfect ignorance.
Patricia Williams is a professor of law at Columbia University.